In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Thursday morning. Well, good morning to you, but not a good Sixers morning. They, you know, it's another game. It's another loss. It's another game. It's another injury. So, look, we'll be all over the Sixers thing today. A lot on the Eagles as well. Of course, they're gearing up for the Rams. 8-2 Birds. How about it? How about Corey Clement in studio with us today? Corey Clement, 8 o'clock hour. We have never had him on the show. And looking forward to, you know, discussing the Super Bowl with him and his, really, if you think about it, remarkable Eagles career. Undrafted free agent to Super Bowl star and massive fan favorite. So Corey Clement later today. Jason Kelce later today as well. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hi, Joe.
Hello, Johnny.
Walt Disney was afraid of mice.
What? That is hilarious. Well, that is unbelievably ironic.
Yeah.
It's a little ironic.
In a video of Disney drawing Mickey Mouse, you can hear him. You can see him also saying everyone is afraid of a mouse, including myself. So he's on record.
All right. I mean, look, I don't think
anyone...
He thought they were sympathetic.
Well, what do you mean no one likes a mouse? People have mice as pets.
Yeah, dude. Are you serious?
Well, they're weird.
What do you mean they're
Who
weird?
Wants to have a mouse as a pet?
I don't know.
Say dork. That's a weirdo.
Not wow. Even a dork. You don't have any pets. You're not allowed to say
that. But I mean, I get the dog thing. I want to have a mouse as a pet. Get a life.
Sure. They're little and cute, man.
Yeah. People keep hamsters.
Sure. Yeah, hamsters,
that's similar
gerbils.
To a mouse.
It's like
people
very similar
rats.
Stuff.
Okay, well, not the same thing.
The rats less so. But
not same thing. Yeah,
I think rats are amazing.
Rats
pets.
Are a disaster.
Amazing.
Can I tell you
pets,
this, guys? A rat.
They're so smart. You know that, don't you?
I don't know. No.
Rats are incredibly smart.
Okay. So here's the deal.
That's why you have to keep them in such. You have to keep them in great enclosures because they're inquisitive. They'll figure a way out and they'll find their way right next to your pillow. They'll be sleeping next to you.
Will the Sixers find a way out, John? All right, let's tackle this here. So, couple things. First off, let's just address quickly last night's game, but then get to the big topic, which obviously is what to do with Joel Embiid. All right, that's the big. I mean, really, it's the biggest topic right now in Philadelphia sports. It really is. I mean, the Eagles will come back center stage this weekend, as they should, and they will, and it's going to be the Eagles over the next 2.5 months, depending on how long they go. But as we sit here this morning. The biggest topic in Philadelphia sports, and it has been, it feels like, for about 48 hours, is what in, like, the hell should the Philadelphia 76ers do with Joel Embiid? And obviously, you guys know what I'm getting at. To trade him or not, to try to build around him still or not. Put another way, are you in or are you out on Joel Embiid? Let us know at 215-592-9494. Now, John, just addressing last night quickly, and then we'll get really to the bigger picture. You know, he played better, clearly. They lost again. Yeah. Paul George got injured. You know, they got slightly more than 5 minutes of Maxi Embiid and Paul George together, which really means it doesn't even count. Really, it doesn't count. I mean, you know, because you and I are going to have a count on how many games they play together. Last night really doesn't even count as one because, you know, Maxi barely played in the first half and then Paul George got injured. Like, last night doesn't count as a game together.
It was the first time all season we were going to see the big three. And what was that?
Doesn't count.
The little three.
Didn't it feel like there was this grand plan and everyone was sort of like, wink, wink, hey, it'll all be okay. Don't you guys worry. And then...
Huh. And by the way, 2-12.
That, yeah. Oh, and then it sort of catches up with you, and then it's like, man, we're 2-12. Yeah. 2-1? Oh, but now, right. last night, it really did. There was a moment at the end of that game where it felt like, as Joel is bending over trying to catch his breath at the end of the game,
I noticed,
you could see
I noticed
the look
that.
On his face like, wow, this got away. didn't this get away? I could not have imagined this getting to this point, because I thought we were going to put it all together, us, the big three, and we were going to figure out a way to, on this happy reunion night of the big three, we were going to come out here and play some good basketball, even though I wasn't always trying my hardest. I did try harder this time than I did the last time.
Yeah, he did.
And I tried harder this time than I did the time before that. You realize that the Sixers, and this is courtesy of Elliot, the Sixers are now 0-4 in games that Joel played this year. I mean, just tack that on as an addendum to the 2-12.
So 2-8 without him, 0-4 with him. Yeah.
With Joel Embiid.
All right, so here's the deal today. I really want to hear from you. We're going to get to a lot of Eagles, again, including Corey Clement and Jason Kelsey today, and some of the notable pieces of audio in the last few days related to the Eagles. But the big thing is what to do with Joel. And we'll turn to you, Heavy, today on the phone lines at 215-592-9494 for what you think the answer should be and what you think the answer will be. Now, let me just put this disclaimer out there at the start of the show. If you don't know, our understanding of it is that he actually cannot be traded during the season, related to the timing of when he signed that deal, and that there's a six-month NBA rule that you can't be traded thereafter, and that 6 months occurs after the NBA trade deadline this, you know, late winter, early spring, whatever the exact date is. So bottom line is, it looks like he's their guy for this season. Whether you like it or not, that is our sense of it as we sit here this morning. Now, it doesn't really fundamentally change the nature of the conversation, which is, do you think the Sixers should be in or out on Embiid? Now, obviously, it removes the immediacy of being able to trade him, you know, this week if you're inclined. But you guys get the drill. I mean, big picture is still big picture. Do you believe in trying to build with him or not is really the question.
He turned on his teammates last night.
In what sense? He showed us
that he turned on his teammates. I mean, it feels like it's the beginning of the end. Last night, Joel, after the game, basically saying, you know, just don't worry, put it all on me. You know, the passive-aggressive thing, everything's my fault, put it all on me. You know, they're teaming up on me. They're ganging up on me. It's all on me.
So I don't think he's turning on his
teammates. I thought it was so childish.
I don't think he's turning on his teammates when he makes those comments. I think he's turning on the fans. Okay. When he makes those comments, I think that's... Now, I don't think he's throwing Tyrese under the mat.
I don't understand why you stop there. I feel like he's excluding everyone. He's holding himself above and separate.
Well, he is, and I'm not saying that's good. I mean, look, it is... There is a truism to it. He is the main guy. He's the focal point. I think when he goes passive-aggressive in that regard, because I agree with you, John, but my thing is, I don't think he's dogging Tyrese Maxey. I think he's saying to the fans, screw you guys. You know, you guys expect too much. And by the way, I think he's wrong. Okay, let me be clear. I think he's wrong. But I think that's him lashing out at fans rather than I'm lashing out at Andre Drummond as my backup center. That's just my sense of it. Mm-hmm. Look, let me tell you where I'm at on Embiid. I'm not out. I'm not out on Joel Embiid. And I know that at this point, that is probably a minority opinion. At least according to our poll yesterday, it is. You know, we had a poll question yesterday. Do you think the Sixers should trade Embiid? Kind of like begin the process of trading Embiid. And 64% said yes. So 36 were of the mindset no. 64 said yes yesterday. Here's why I'm not out on Embiid. And let me be clear. I'm not happy with him. And I'm not happy with the situation overall at all. I'm not. Of course not. But I do want to see these guys play together, namely Embiid, Maxey, and Paul George, to see what I got, to give it a shot. I'm not saying the Sixers are very likely to win a title. They are not. Not very likely to win a title with him. I know this for damn sure. They got no shot without him. Zero. And they will probably have a 0% chance for a good couple years, because that's just the nature of how it goes in the NBA. So I would rather take a 3% swing at it than a 0% swing at it over the next couple years.
Geez.
That's just me.
Over the next couple years. Yeah. See, to me at this point, that is too emotionally exhausting. That concept of having to endure this joke for any length of time.
It's a joke.
Really, this season is going to be such a slog. Knowing that this is that we got to deal with a 30-year-old child.
If you could trade him now,
and his impetuous tantrums.
If you could trade him right now, which you can't, but like, just conceptually, if you could trade him for a couple first-round draft picks and pick swaps, you would do it today if you could, John?
Yeah, I do, because I think it's going to erode farther down the line. I think it can only get worse. Right, that, right now, he was trying. He was trying last night.
He did play better. You got to acknowledge
that. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. He put all the effort out there last night, and he expected that to lead to a win. And then you know what happened? When all the chips are on the table, and he hadn't really been playing too much, you know, previously to prior to last night, he ended up with what was it? About a minute left.
Well, he turned the ball
it's,
over.
It's 4 point. It's yeah. a 4 point game, and he throws the ball to nowhere.
Well, he expected
because he's a little bit rusty.
Nah,
he's a little bit out of sync.
These guys haven't played together. I forget which player it was. There was two different guys over there. I think he thought one of them was going to be in the corner
for an
open three. You know, of course.
And he threw the ball away. He turned it over. That was the closest we got all night.
It
really would have been a turning moment of the game.
They had a shot.
And he totally blew it.
It's about 35 seconds left. They had a shot either for him to go to the basket or a corner three, and it got totally
blown. Your teammates are holding meetings now because of you, and then you didn't take it seriously enough. You took it seriously, not seriously enough. I need to see like more growth and development from a 30-year-old.
So you're out.
I am as close to out as you can be without being out for certain and with the door locked.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
But the door's a little bit open. Yeah, look at you, John Ritchie.
I guess the key can be found.
Right. Well, look, we'll ask you where you stand on Joelle.
You're not going to ask me, Joe?
I am going to ask you. I am. In due time.